Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. It is something he heard when he was Captain Abraham Lincoln in the Black Hawk War in 1832, and it's not a pretty quote. "We have come out to fight the Indians, and by God we intend to do so." This was from a man in his company, out in northern Illinois as militia, protecting white settlers from 400 warriors and 1,200 women and children, half-starving and yet dangerous to the white settlers, who were pushing them more and more out of their former land. Disputed treaties and desperation conspired to push the elderly Chief Black Hawk to re-enter northern Illinois. And so it is in that setting that this quote is heard. One of the militia wants to shoot an old man, a Native American, who was called Jack. He had suddenly appeared in Lincoln's camp. He had a letter from a U.S. general saying he was a good man. But to some men's way of thinking, his being what they called an Indian was all they needed to know. But Lincoln, who was 23 years old, stepped between his men and the Native man Jack. "Tempers flared and rifles rose," writes one historian. One of the men calls Lincoln a coward. Lincoln says, "Any man who thinks I am a coward, let him test it." The men back down. This is a kind of a Clint Eastwood moment in the story of young Lincoln. But still, what was Lincoln doing out fighting what everyone then called Indians, or worse, what we today more respectfully know of as indigenous or Native American peoples? He was doing what he later calls us all to do in any situation, to do what is right as, and he, I quote, "as God gives us to see the right." To young Lincoln, it was right to protect the homes of his people and in his state, which he saw of as legal and legitimate. We know that tricks and broken treaties and brutal power were used to take what had been their native land and make it into our own homeland. You know, at 6 a.m. on five mornings a week, when this show comes on, we listen to national Native news, news from indigenous people now. At 6:30, when this show comes on, what might the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln from 1832 look like? What makes the spiritual life of Lincoln relevant to us now is not the purity or its innocence, his actions 184 years ago. Lincoln is not a saint, nor a pure and innocent hero, not about anything, not about race, not about money, not about women or children or Native Americans. What he is he is someone who finds a way to enter the cross currents of history, to paddle his own canoe with the might that he has to be right, only as God gives him to see the right. In the words, Lincoln paddles in a dark fog, seeing as best he can, and no better. What is remarkable is that the fog cleared, and for one moment, his sense of honor took over, and he stepped forward, saving Jack's life. We will see this lack of hatred and his love of equal humanity next week in the story of his clemencies in the largest mass execution in American history. For by God, in the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln, he had more at stake than fighting and killing. He had a sense of honor and a merciful heart that can light us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.